This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It may be just after 10 a.m. right now, but I'm already thinking about what to have for lunch. And believe me, I will get up to 1 p.m. and still be thinking about what to have for lunch. And I know I'm not alone in this weird what to have for lunch space. Most of the gang around the office are always hoping to piggyback on my ideas because they can't decide for themselves. And this is why a KL-based food tech startup has created an app that will help you make data-driven lunch meal decisions. Using AI and machine learning, this food delivery app works with restaurants to deliver working professionals lunch meal options that are popular in their location with no delivery fee and no minimum order. And the whole process of choosing, ordering, and paying for your food apparently takes less than a minute. What is this sorcery? Well, it's called Smart Bite, and we have its founder with us on Open for Business today, Gabriele Fada.
My name is Gabriele Fada. I'm one of the co-founders of Smart Bite. So Smart Bite is the most affordable and convenient food delivery platform for offices and corporates. We started the company in 2016. So I'm from Italy. My background is in sales and market research. I came in Malaysia in 2014. I worked for a few years in an e-commerce platform. And after 2 years, we decided to start the company with other co-founders.
Okay, so Gab, let's first talk about the online food delivery market right here in Malaysia.
Okay.
While it's not great, it's not bad either for the consumer, but is it a sustainable business model for entrepreneurs to be thinking about?
Okay, so just to be quick about why we started Smart Buy, so I can tell you a bit the sustainability. So the reason why we started Smart Buy is because working in an office, we noticed that everyone knew food delivery. Okay, everyone knows the biggest player, but not many people, they use it on a daily basis, okay? So regarding the sustainability, it's mostly related to the unit economics of the business. And obviously, the biggest player, they use on-demand business model, right? So basically, the consumers, they need to pay a premium fee that is usually called delivery fee in order to pay for the trip, right? For the rider that will come and deliver the food. So this model is needs huge, massive volumes to be profitable. Regarding the consumer, I mean, it's a convenient in a certain way, but we noticed that the reason why we started Smart Bite is because of that. We noticed that in the office, food is not, food delivery is something too premium to be used on a daily basis, right? So I personally think the on-demand business model is sustainable. It's just targeting different consumers. Yeah, it's targeting different consumers, and we noticed that in the office there is a need for a different model that brings different benefits.
Okay, what's wrong with the current model? You know, what are the pain points for all the players involved, like the restaurants, the delivery personnel, and of course the consumers?
Okay, you're talking about on demand, right? Okay, so on demand for the consumers, I will divide. There are different consumers, but okay, the mass. Okay, let's talk about the mass market. So for the mass market, there are two moments. When they stay at the office, one when they stay in their house. Okay, when they stay in the office, I will summarize the philosophy like, okay, they save in ordinary things and they spend more on extraordinary things, okay? So on-demand food delivery is seen by the people as an extraordinary thing because it's more expensive than going downstairs. So that's actually what the majority of people, they do during lunchtime, okay? They go downstairs, they either eat in the restaurant or they pick up the food and they go upstairs again, okay? The on-demand disadvantage for the consumer is the price. The price is more expensive than going to the restaurants, and some people in certain moments, they don't see the value of choosing food from any restaurant because that's the main benefit they provide. It's a premium service, so you can choose food at any time of the day from any restaurant. For certain people, this benefit is... the disadvantage of paying more is higher than the advantage that you can choose from whatever you want, okay? So that's the first thing. For the restaurants, compared to, for example, our model, in our model, we push restaurants to sell in a big volume of meals because we only work with selected restaurants. Mm-hmm. We don't demand, obviously, the restaurants that they perform better are the restaurants that are really famous because it's on demand. So it's basically a projection of the demand that is already in the market. So if Food Panda closes KFC, obviously KFC is really famous, right? So it will sell a lot on Food Panda. But if you talk about small kitchens, there are a lot of small cloud kitchens, you know, kitchens that they sell food delivery. They are not really, the brand is not really strong, so it's a bit more difficult in an on-demand business model for them to be famous and to sell more and more. So what we do actually in our model, that is a model where we use logistic in bulk, so we bulk the orders to give to consumers to eliminate any kind of delivery fee. We basically promote kitchens that they can cook in bulk and they can cook food that is comfortable for people to eat at the office. So, for example, we at the moment we don't work with restaurants that are extremely premium, like, for example, Food Panda. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Food Panda, they need to have anything, okay, because the customers, that's what they are looking for. In our case, it's different because we have we work with data. So we already know, we have a really good idea about what people are eating in the office based on, we have a lot of data like age, we understand, okay, based on the industry of the company. So we understand like there are different clusters of customers, and these customers, they have similar preferences. So what we do is that instead of getting the food from hundreds and thousands of restaurants, we prefer to discuss with high-quality kitchen or high-quality restaurants in order to sell in a big volume and provide promotions and affordable prices to our customers.
So what is the Smart Bite experience like? So you open the app and you have predetermined yes. options, right?
Yes.
Based on the bulk orders that you have already ordered.
Actually, yeah, we don't already order the meals, but the mechanism is exactly like you said. You have recommended meals, okay, based on the preferences of the users. Mm-hmm. And another important point that I didn't mention is that you can only order in selected time slots. Okay, because of that, we optimize the logistic. Because the logistic is really important for offices, okay? You can't receive your food late, you know, because you have 1 hour of lunch break. And so we build a model where, first of all, we use kitchens. Okay, the menu that you see in this area is different from the menu that you can see in the city center mm. or in other areas. So the suppliers are different in different area, because we notice that if you get the food from longer is the distance, more problems you might have to deliver the food, obviously. So either because the food might be cold, or also because you know, you might have any problem. Okay, so if you have 10 kilometers to go, you will have more problem than if you do 2 kilometers, right?
Right.
So basically it works like that. So every day, based on the preferences, you see a menu. We are working in 3 slots. So working people, they can just download the application on their App Store or Android Store. And they can use the platform in active locations in town. Yeah.
Okay, from the restaurant's point of view, I understand that you do not refer to these restaurants as your partners, but your clients, and you provide them with the technology and services that help eliminate high costs and improve efficiencies when it comes to food delivery. What kind of tech are you providing them with, and what's involved in the partnership with these restaurants?
So, as I mentioned before, we approach restaurants after we studied our data, okay? So we have data about different areas, different buildings, what's the most popular meals. So we only approach restaurants. Our approach is driven by data, okay? Once we collaborate with a restaurant, we want them to sell, okay? So that's a difference with on demand. On demand, you park hundreds of restaurants there, and as soon as they have an order, they do it, okay? But for us, it's different. collaborate with restaurants that we know that they can perform. And because they perform, obviously, what happens is that the advantage for them is that they prepare a big volume of orders in bulk, okay? So that's the first advantage. So they don't have orders when they have working customers, so during peak hours. That's one of the biggest problems of restaurants. And so that's the first advantage. And then with technology, we can provide them a pre-order list with a sales forecast so that they can manage their stocks in a good way. Because it can happen sometime that with the on-demand model, obviously, some restaurants, they don't have stock. They work with 50 different meals and, you know, someone ordered chicken rice, but then they put some beef. I don't know, but it can happen, especially with a lot of orders and especially with restaurants that they don't have strong SOPs, okay, standard of procedures. So, for example, McDonald's, all the chains, they are used to this kind of standards, but... you know, there are a lot of young people that they open restaurants or single restaurants. So they might have troubles if the orders, they go up a lot and they might make mistakes. So mistake means you lose the customers, right. Okay? So we help them to have stable orders. We help them to have bulk orders. And we help them to have stable sales, you know, with forecast, pre-order. And we use technology and data to help them to achieve these results. Yeah.
And from your website, I understand that there is no minimum order and you also don't charge a delivery fee. So where are you getting your cut then? How do you make your money?
Okay, so this is actually the product that I described before. We started with this product. So the daily recommendation with no minimum order and no delivery fee. So how we make our margin is exactly the same way compared to Foodpanda, but because of our optimization, we can drastically reduce the logistic cost. We work a bit like, I don't want to use this example, but it's a bit like AirAsia, okay? So they fill up their planes because they use, like we do, dynamic pricing. Okay, we have discounts if you order before. And since they are since we already have the suppliers that we work with in every area, we can bulk the orders and we can provide the logistic cost is going to be drastically reduced, but the margin is the same. And then obviously certain suppliers, after a big volume, they are willing to give us either promotions or a higher margin.
Okay, it's time for a quick break, but when we come back, why Gabriela Fada believes the food delivery segment of the F&B industry is gonna explode. Open for Business, we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Burger, fries, Milo. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business with me, Audrey Raj. Founder of KLB's food tech startup SmartBite, Gabriela Fada, is with me today, and we're talking about his food delivery app SmartBite, which is helping the office crowds in the Klang Valley make data-driven lunch meal decisions. So, Gab, how did you get into the online food delivery business? You mentioned at the top of the show that your background is in sales and market research. Why move into F&B and tech in F&B in particular?
Well, here we are talking about entrepreneurship, and I have experience since I'm 15 years old. Okay, I either work for other people, so as an entrepreneur, or I started a small project since I was young. And even during my university with some colleagues, we always discuss about startups. And I studied in China before, so I was familiar with Asia. And I decided to come back to Asia, right? Then I look around and I saw an opportunity in Malaysia to come in Malaysia and live here. So the reason why technology is because I was always passionate about it. Actually, the companies I work with, they were really like in technology. So even if it was market research, they were really passionate and there was a lot of technology involved. And then the reason about food is because, as I mentioned to you, okay, first of all, we really saw the need and we were all passionate about food, especially in the office, because when we were working, as I mentioned to you, we questioned ourselves, okay, why why people they don't use food delivery. You know, food delivery as a concept, I think is gonna explode more and more. And but why did they're not using on demand? So because of that, and being passionate about food, we started SmartBite, and our goal is to become leader in serving office workers and corporates. So we have a focused target audience.
Yeah, I guess if there's one thing that Italians and Malaysians have in common, it would be our passion for food.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I agree with you. As soon as I talk with Malaysians and we talk about food, I mean, everywhere in Malaysia, they are super passionate about
it. So, Gab, how many active users does SmartBite have at the moment?
So we have more than 500 corporates using SmartBite, and on average, every corporations have 500 users each.
Mm.
But there are so many other corporates. Just to discuss about the potential target market, based on statistic data, in Kuala Lumpur, including Klang Valley, there are 1.2 million working people. Divided in several companies and different size. So to calculate the market potential is everyone spends 10 ringgit per day. 10 ringgit per day, so it's 12 million ringgit per day.
Mm.
Multiply is 260 days that are working days, is over 3 billion ringgit. So the potential is there. So the question is why they are not using, not everyone is using food delivery on a weekly basis. So that's what was the main reason why we started this this company. Yeah.
And do you have any figures on how many meals you deliver a day? And do you know if?
Yeah. So how many figures? So we are on average on above 1,000 meals per day. Okay. But since we are working with offices, it happened that this number is really like is different on a daily basis, because we are closing deals also directly with corporations, and as you know, corporations, they have weekly meetings, they have trainings, they have campaigns, campaign day. So since certain days we also cross, we do more than that, but we pay a lot of attention on retention. So that's what really matters to us. Certain companies, they want to probably grow the new users really fast, but we are really focused on retention, because what we notice is that in the office, service is really important. So if you don't pay attention to that, at least in our case, I don't know other companies, but you might lose people really fast.
So servicing the office crowd, do you ever feel like you're pigeonholing yourself?
Yes, I mean, obviously many people ask us that, but I really think like, for example, residentials versus office. The reason why we're focused only on office is because, so our target market is smaller, but our frequency of usage is much higher. So as I told you before, that's the reason why we started, because we ask ourselves why people don't use food delivery on a daily basis. So yeah, our target is smaller, but our goal is to get traction with true frequency. And also because the need of a residential, especially in the weekend and dinner, is completely different from people in the office. So in residential in the weekend, you really, as I said before, it's an extraordinary cost that you have. So you stay in your sofa, you want to order a pizza from a specific restaurant, and you're willing to spend 5 or 10 ringgit more. So it's not a problem, but it's a problem if you do it every day. So the product that you are building is focused on a different market. And at the moment, that's our focus. So we decided to be focused on the offices. Yeah.
Okay, just out of curiosity, I read the feature that the Vulcan Post did on you, and you mentioned that the majority of office workers within the Kuala Lumpur CBD have similar food preferences. What are the people in KL having for lunch every day?
There is a big trend among women. They are spending more money on smaller meals. They have a trend of no carbs food. So I don't use the word healthy, because chicken rice is also healthy, okay? It depends what you do, right? I mean, if you move a lot and you go to the gym, you can eat chicken rice every day. But most of the people, I would say Asian or Asian food, and the most order meal is on the range of a rice meal. It depends on the quantity, but rice meal and chicken is probably the most common meat that they eat, either without or with rice. Yeah, chicken for sure is the most popular.
So Smart Bite has enjoyed a 250% growth in revenue compared to the first half of 2017. So is it fair to say that you are turning a profit yet?
Okay, first of all, we are operationally profitable. So it means that, you know, every trip we manage to, on average, to be profitable because we bulk the deliveries. Our goal is for sure to have strong numbers because our market is limited. And also because, as I said, we don't want to become the number six, the number eight in on demand, but we want to be strong on the office and corporations. So in order to provide value in our case, we are really looking to have good numbers. So we have less pressure, I will say, to grow 10 times more every month, because this is not our game at the moment.
And SmartBite has raised some $300,000 from two series of funding and has received strategic investments from several other parties. How have you been using these funds?
So most of the funding also that we got after that, at the moment we raised more than that, so we are almost $1 million so far. So most of the funding has been used, okay, for the first year for sure to test the market and technology. Okay, technology to build a minimum viable product. And then we also spend the money in all the artificial intelligence to optimize the logistic, to use data in a good way. And this is something that it requires time and requires a lot of effort. You know, like a lot of people think it's not important, but it actually is, because if you optimize your logistic, you can also optimize your cost. If you optimize your logistic, you can also deliver on time. And there are a lot of benefits by investing in technology, that's for sure. So we invested a lot on that. We invested on people, so we have a good team in SmartBite, and obviously in business development. So this is something we will invest more and more, business development, by approaching our potential customers. Probably many people still don't know us, but our effort is now is really focused on providing a good product, a good service, and to reach more and more people in Kuala Lumpur.
So, Gab, you've obviously taken a snapshot of the online food delivery market here in Malaysia. You've recognized the gaps in this snapshot. You've plugged those gaps. You've now turned a profit. What do you see in the future of the food delivery industry?
So, food delivery industry. But first of all, food in general is probably, it's not probably, but the biggest industry in the world, because everyone eats every day, right? So food delivery is growing a lot. There are certain percentage that I can recall. Some people, they say 20% every year. We have massive players in the market all over the world. But there is still there are still a lot of companies that have been created over the years, because the needs are different. You know, there are different models. People, they have their own kitchen. People, they only focus on healthy food or whatever, like no carbs food, or people, they're only vegetarian. There are a lot of trends. And what I expect is that there will be more and more business models to basically reduce the gap and optimize the numbers. Because if you think about it, if technology and entrepreneurs will be able to provide a great service with food delivery, we're moving in a society where probably in 20 years, nobody is going to cook at home, and everything is going to change. You know, like people, they will have more free time to do other things. They only, for example, in Italy, is already, you can see that. So that when you go out to eat, they're already building other experiences where you grab your food, you know, from the trees, and then they teach you how to cook that food in front of you. So that also in the restaurant area, there are different models that are picking up, because people, they, you know, there are other models that they send you the ingredients in the house.
So there are so many. You make your own meals.
Yeah, exactly. So there are so many different models, and I believe that with technology and innovation, these models, and also using data, because this is a big trend, but it's really important to mention, understanding the trends that the consumers, these companies, they will be able to provide a massive massive benefits to customers. So building Smart Bite, we want to do that for a specific target audience.
Yes, and that leads me to my final question. In light of these trends, what are Smart Bite's expansion and growth plans?
So expansion of growth plans, by definition, as I mentioned to you, we focus on corporations. So we want to expand in other areas / cities where there are a lot of offices. We have some requests to expand in other cities in Malaysia. And we're also discussing in which other cities to go next. We still don't have a defined plan, but we are working on it. But first of all, we want to expand more in Kuala Lumpur and going to the other areas. So replicating the model in, for example, PJ Cyberjaya, being strong and solid in those areas. Yeah.
I've been speaking with Gabriela Fada, founder of KL-based food tech startup Smart Bite. Now, for more info on Smart Bite, head on over to their website, trysmartbite.com. The Smart Bite app is also available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play, where, by the way, you can also find the BFM app and access to all our podcasts, even this one. And guys, if FMB is your thing, you really don't want to miss out on our BFM takeaway event that's happening early next month, and it's all about starting and running an FMB business. Listen to a wide variety of guests, from cafe owners to fine dining chefs, dish out on topics on everything FMB, from social media to licensing and franchising. It's all happening Monday, November 4th at Connection at the Vertical, Bangsa South. Tickets are available online right now at bfm.my/takeaway. All right, all this talk about food is making me hungry. I'm getting out of here. Next up, Frida Liu with her Vantage, and this time she's got a star in the studio, so you want to stay tuned for that. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.